Yolanda Gonzalez is a wildly talented painter. She comes from four generations of artists, and she received the Women of the Year Arts Award recently, which is very prestigious, not only for her work, but for her giving back. The California Pasadena Museum is about to launch an exhibit about her family art legacy. Yolanda, thank you so much for joining us on the Dream State.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Ah, wonderful. So you've come from a long line of artists, and four generations, right?
Yes,
and
it's my great-great-grandfather, my mother, my father, myself. My niece is also an artist, so there's...
That's beautiful. And can you tell me, like, you were talking a little bit, like, your grandmother inspired you and also Van Gogh. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I've always loved Van Gogh's work, his passion, the texture, the movement in his paintings. My grandmother has dedicated her life to painting, and she's a pianist. I was a pianist. And when I was 8, she sat me down to paint. From then on, I continued painting. And when I was 18, I received a scholarship to go to Pasadena Art Center. And that's when I started going to Pasadena Art Center and working under Peter Liashkov.
Incredible. Wow. Yeah. We encounter a lot of barriers, especially as artists. It's just the way the universe is. So why shouldn't people give up on their dreams when it just seems impossible? Like,
unfortunately, I think a lot of the dream for artists seems impossible because of monetary issues. Mm-hmm. Because I think you have to pay your bills. There is that whole mundane part of life that it's very boring to me. It's very boring. But you have to pay your bills, and you have to. So I think when it gets tight for artists, you know, it's sometimes it's feast or famine. I mean, I think that's just the reality of it. But I have always been one to just kind of have faith in the universe and God, and everything seems to work out. But that's the way life is. There's those parts where it's difficult, and you have to remember that on the other side of the difficulty is something bright. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of the cycle of life, I think. So I think if you just keep creating, keep creating, try another medium or even take a class. I still take classes, even though my paintings are in museums and, you know, I get very large commissions. I still take classes. When I find somebody that I like their work, then I'll go take their class. There's a watercolorist. He is amazing. So I take his class. I'll go to San Francisco, or I'll go wherever he is. So inspire yourself. I think if you're in a little bit of a rut or a little bit, inspire yourself or try something. Or, you know, if you're having money issues, you know, make some smaller works, you know.
Yeah.
Try something a little different or another medium and then see how that works.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in your opinion, how can one create their lucky break, you know, or break into the career of art?
Well, I think is you have to meet people and you have to be able to connect with people. And I think if you're shy, and some people are, find somebody that can connect your art to people that you trust, or find a friend who has a, you know, big personality and say, can you help me? You know, go out there and introduce my art to people, or, you know, wear your art, you know, get a purse, paint it and take it out with you. Get a piece of ceramic, paint it, wear it and take it out with you, and people will ask. And I think just kind of, you know, because I think everybody's in the same space. People sometimes are uncomfortable being someplace. And just, you know, enjoy the people in the universe and share your art with them. Not easy and not always comfortable, but I think, you know, you could just do it, you know.
I agree.
Enjoy it.
You make me think of the painters who just looked at the universe and life with such admiration. They sat there and they etched a field for like 4 months. You know, you love looking at life, don't you?
I love looking at life. Yeah. I just love it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm a creative thinker. You know, I think that we need to be more in the heart and not so much in the mind when we're creating. There was a very magical Qigong doctor that I used to go see, Dr. Zhang, and he just passed away about 2 weeks ago, and he was very powerful. And at his funeral, they talked about him and how he encountered pain, and he said, you have to love the pain. Mm-hmm. And he said he used to embrace his pain and feel it and love it, because that meant he was living.
Wow. So again, this show is to inspire other artists and up and coming, or maybe artists that have quit, but we need to get them to keep going. So what are the 5 action steps that you would give, or tips to other artists?
I would say get some pencils. Get some pencils and paper. You can get them at the 99-cent store.
really easy. A good sharpener, okay? So pencil, paper, good sharpener. This is one of them. The second is good music. Get some good music, whatever music you like to hear. The third, I guess, would be get something that inspires you to create. The fourth would be to create when you're in a good space or when you're in a bad space. But if you don't like the piece you're creating, when you're in a bad space, you could always burn it and let it go. Mm-hmm. And the fifth one, enjoy the process of creation. And there's a lot of different things. You could write, you can draw, you can play an instrument. Mm-hmm. And there's other things you can do, is you could even go out and you can volunteer someplace where there's a classroom environment and you'll get inspired that way.
Those are all great tips, but I do have to brag about you. I did see you on your Instagram playing the guitar. You did so good.
I used to play when in the 80s. I used to play, and I still have my Telecaster. I love it. And so I want to get my band together, and my old band singer said, well, let's get together. We could call ourselves the Hags. And I said, oh, my God.
Amazing.
So you will see me playing at my studio. We're gonna get a little band together.
Oh, fun.
I'm definitely gonna jam on my axe.
Nice. We love that. Yay.
Thank you. It was lovely. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Yolanda, we really enjoyed having you on the Dream State. Guys, thanks for watching. Check out some more of Yolanda's incredible work. She's showing in museums. Bridges in the Time of Walls, also a museum in Pasadena, California Pasadena Museum. Thank you so much for watching the Dream State. Catch you guys on the next episode.